Across the nation, more women are becoming farmers compared with previous generations. That's even more true in some Appalachian states, including West Virginia. The West Virginia Department of Agriculture's Chris Williams introduces us to several women who are part of this trend.
When you think of a farmer, what comes to mind? Is it a man in his 60s with a beard sitting on a tractor? Maybe several years ago, you would be right. But the tide is changing, especially in West Virginia.
I think we've earned the respect of fellow farmers that we're here and we're real.
That's Darla Stemple. She runs a farm in Aurora, West Virginia in Preston County. She and her sister Debbie Fike run Vested Heirs Farm together. They grow 10 different vegetables and fruits, including lettuce and strawberries. Darla and Debbie's grandparents started this farm in 1934. Through the years, the farm passed on to the men in their family, until it was their brother's turn to take on the family business.
He had no interest in taking it over, so here we are.
Debbie and Darla were not ready to give up their family's land, so they stepped up to the plate along with their friends Cindy Murphy and Debbie's husband BJ Fike. Debbie and Darla grew up on a farm, so agriculture is nothing new to them, but being the ones in charge was, and it took some getting used to.
It either succeeds or fails on what we do today. And that's self-satisfaction.
Even though women have made a bigger splash in farming over the last few decades, the industry is still male-dominated. And Darla says sometimes when people come to the farm, they get lost looking for the farmer.
Occasionally they'll look for the man in charge, but usually you're not going to find anyone but us here.
29% of farmers in West Virginia are women, and those women bring in more than $62 million.
I think we came into it at the right time, you know. The woman in agriculture is evolving, and it's more popular now than it's ever been.
And there are also more young women in West Virginia joining Future Farmers of America, or FFA, young women like 19-year-old Lindsay Knotts.
I'm a fifth-generation farmer in Sugarlands.
Lindsay had a leadership role last year in FFA, and she's studying agriculture in college. She also grew up on a farm in Tucker County, cutting and baling hay, working with animals, and picking blueberries.
I drive the Duramax, and I drive with 10 or more bales on the back.
She says there are some things on the farm that come naturally to her, like taking care of the sheep.
And my dad gets mad because if they won't cooperate with him or do something in sorts that he wants them to do. But I can normally get them to cooperate with me better, like, especially the sheep. Like, they'll do anything. They'll come to my voice. They'll run to me. And when my dad's out, they want absolutely nothing to do with him. And it really just ticks him off.
One organization that works to support women in agriculture is called Farm Her. They had a conference in Morgantown at the beginning of this year.
Our message to them is you can go do and be anything that you want to be.
Margie Geiler-Alanese is the founder of Farm Her. Margie says, although there are more women going into agriculture, there's still a stigma for women in the industry.
You just got to keep your head down, keep going, stay strong, stand up straight, and know that you are who you are and you're making a difference.
Margie started Farm Her after she decided to leave her 11-year career on the corporate side of agriculture. She says women weren't being supported enough in the agricultural world, and she wanted to do something about that.
And I think it's becoming okay more to say, I'm a farmer, you know, I do this.
Although women are making strides, Margie says it can still be hard for women to get loans to start a farm or increase the size of their farm. Whenever she gets frustrated about that, she remembers a quote from a female farmer she met during one of her Farm Her events.
I may not be able to do all the work here. I may not have that strong back, but I have a strong mind and I can make anything happen.
That is exactly the attitude Darla, Debbie, Lindsay, and the more than 9,000 other female farmers in West Virginia have. Again, here's Debbie Fike, the farmer we heard from earlier, who runs her family farm with her sister.
I think attention to detail, the small details. We focus on things that maybe a male would not focus on. He may focus on big equipment. We focus on the little pieces that need to be done.
Darla admits she is speaking generally here and knows there are male farmers that pay attention to detail, but says women are more apt to look at every tiny detail rather than just go hop on a tractor.
It's not all brawn. A lot of it's brain. And if you can do that portion of it, you've got the biggest part of it.
As Deborah says, everyone likes to eat and food doesn't grow itself. She says anyone can grow food if it's truly what they want to do. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Chris Williams in Preston County, West Virginia.